The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report this evening. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Monday, folks, 29 January 2018. Wow. Year's already moving by so quickly when we're having so much fun. Francis in North Carolina, I'm assuming here you want to comment on something we have already talked about.
Well, boy, hey, fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, I guess the only way you can really take care of this issue about the vaccine issue is to make sure that the bouncing ball known as the corporate heads are not able to do so between the various so-called alphabet soup agencies in the government, for that matter, and the various medical institutions, such as your local doctor's office ad nauseum and so forth, let alone the public school structure, for that matter, and thus insisting that, so-and-so must have this or must have that before they can enter in, for that matter. On a non-similar issue, I've come to discover from an acquaintance that when people live in an apartment situation, they're going to have to be very careful because I come to learn that some of the management of the apartment complexes are making, or I should say, making an application to the local electric providers, shall we say, to go and have installed LED lighting, among other things, in the apartment that the party is residing in. Now, it is well known as to problems that LED lighting are causing for some folks, depending on their physical...
Francis, that's news to me. I have not heard of any negative effects that LED lighting projects.
Well, apparently it has to do with your neurological system, let alone your endocrine system and so forth. And so for some folks, especially when they're up in years, like over 50, it actually affects their vision.
Yeah, I agree.
Hmm.
I know
so
that
forth.
For a fact.
All right. Well, I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, the thing is that even though there is a notation sent out, according to the one acquaintance I had chatted with, whenever they come by to do the installation, they can actually request that they not be installed due to the physical effects that is caused by it, and they prefer that it not be done and can be declined. So that's just a heads up for people down the road in the future, so if they don't have to deal with that kind of thing, they can opt out of it right there at the door.
Well, we can opt out of this, that, or the other for the time being. On the good news front, Francis, this smart meter stuff, there's a lot of states revisiting this because they have gotten a lot of complaints from electric customers, and they are not happy people. And now states are coming out with a way that you can opt out of the electric company forcing you to take the smart meter.
Well, that would only make sense, John, and two reasons being that, one, it's not saving the person any money of the household.
Right.
Two, it is affecting them biologically because of the excessive waves that are emitting from the machine to start with. So it's just setting up a death trap in a sense, although slow death, if you want to call it that, or slow kill.
Yeah. All right. Well, Francis, so, appreciate your call.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Hey, John, can I get a question off here real quick?
Yeah.
Ron, are you seeing the screen right now, the Skype screen? Do you read
yeah.
it? Do me a favor. When it talks about mandate here, John had called in, Mary Toko's brother called in. Do me a favor. Kind of go over that. Explain that a little bit more, because I'm looking at that second definition there where it says a command or an authorization given by a political electorate to its representative. That's the one that concerns me the most, because we did not vote on any of this to give authorization to that representative. So that's, I think that's something to talk about right there.
Well, you know, back in the 40s, they've changed the very nature on how laws are passed in every state. And I mentioned this a couple of times on RBN. And that is, prior to 1933, it was we the people represented in the Senate do enact the following law. They use the people through their representatives and enact the following law. Today, if you see a law passed, it says the representatives do pass or enact the following law. The people are left out of it. So this is what we're talking about when you're saying a command or an authorization given by a political electorate to its representative. We're out of the equation. So they have carte blanche. They could put in any laws they want. And, you know, it's insane that the people would ever allow lobbyists to come in and change the very nature of their personal laws. And that is what happened. When you force people to have vaccine, you've changed the nature of the law of liberty. You've taken away the liberty in that respect, so you've canceled out part of the law. So this is where we have lost our way as Americans. We just don't see, we don't seem to understand it or get it, what is happening to us.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi. For Francis, a Glock 23-40 caliber in target practice is at smart meters, and you just say it's the gangs in the hood. But anyway.
Well, I'm waiting for somebody to come out with refurbished or reconditioned meters, because, you know, these things aren't hard to change out. There's three prongs, oversized prongs on the backs of these things, and you could just pop the thing out and pop a new one in.
I say gangs. I live in Houston, okay? City gangs, and just spray any kind of graffiti you can on the whole board. Anyway, I called about the vaccine type of thing. If you look up ACIP, that's the Advisory Committee Department for Immunization Protections, and that's under the Department of Health and Human Services, in starting on the 14th, somewhere in 2009, the CDC will assess the requirements for vaccines to be required. Now, who just got his appointment on January 24th, 2018, via Trumpets, Alexander Azar? He was an ex-president, Eli Lilly. So, and they got 15 experts, you know, going to tell you what to do. You're a sock or a pair of socks tumbling in the dryer. It's nonsense. It's just kabuki. It's all ex-VPs or presidents of a drug company on these boards. Of course, it's safe. And I have two great nephews with autism. Of course it's safe. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Roxanne. Yeah, that issue has never been addressed. You know, and that's why I said, is there a legal way to stop these people? Because the evidence is mounting on autism through these child vaccines, the HPV crap. I mean, the list goes on, but they're mandating this, and that mandate, as we just talked about, is it even legal? So do we have to go into court to challenge that?
Yeah, we're going to have to do that. But, you know, I've always attacked on the foundation. I don't go up into the tree of law and try to attack at that point because it's murky up there. You have to go back to the seat of authority in the first place in order to command your representatives, your lobbyists, your senators, and that to do the right thing in accordance with law. That seems to escape our attorneys today. They prefer to do it in the commercial jurisdiction. They leave all the fundamental principles out of it when they do argue the points. And, of course, they'll lose every time.
Wow.
You know what I find kind of amazing is that we live in a society, our world is consumed of excessive vaccines. We got a pill for nearly everything. More vaccines than ever. I think by the time you hit 18 years old, you have taken 55 vaccines. That's probably going to be going up now. And we look around and look at these kids. My God, they have more problems than ever. They got more bipolar disease I've ever seen. They got more autism out there, and yep. We have more personality disorders. And we, what are we going to blame that on? Now, I just look at what we've done differently than we did back in my day, in Ron's day, in your day, John. That what do we do different? Well, we still have the same diets, pretty much the same. But what have we added on different, and now we have more problems? Vaccines. You know, the immature immune system, we're just bombarding with all this toxin, and something is going to go wrong. It reminds me of those studies they do with the pharmaceuticals where they pump a rat's body half full of his body weight of some sweetener, and he gets cancer or some other kind of problems. Well, what do you think is going to happen? This is an accumulation effect. But, I mean, we have more vaccines. We have sicker kids. You would expect the opposite. Well, more vaccines, you expect healthier kids,
well,
but you don't have that.
And Steve, remember years ago, the big deal was this mystery thing that was killing babies. It was called infant crib death syndrome.
Yeah.
And it was coming from what? It was coming from the vaccines that they were shooting to these kids, and their systems, their brains were shorting out. They had heart arrhythmias. They had breathing difficulties. And you would put your child down at night. You didn't hear anything. Oh, thank God he slept through the night. The next morning you go in to check on your child, and your baby is dead. Imagine the shock and the horror to a caring parent to walk in trusting your doctor that, well, it's suggested strongly by my doctor, and I'm going to take his advice because he's the man in the white coat. He's the good guy.
Yeah.
And parents were literally waking up and walking in, and I just, my brain is just shorting out over that overwhelming emotional experience, but it was a big deal. Oh, infants, all of a sudden they quit talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we were talking about the sudden infant death is what you're talking
right.
about. And they didn't want to go in that direction of possibly that it's a medical thing, an issue with vaccines. What did they go to? They said, well, it's the bed. It's the mattress the little child is lying in. And that's the problem. That's your scapegoat right there. Never venturing into, like, say, bombarding this little immature immune system with toxin like this. We got to blame it on something else because, well, that's the agenda to get these vaccines off and going. So, sudden infant death. Death is what you're talking about.
Wow. I'm just...
You know, one has to question the reasoning behind all this because how did humanity make it to this point without vaccines?
That's an excellent question. Excellent question.
And Steve, are we still... I'm sure there's a table for measuring this, but supposedly our life expectancy has been increasing. Is it still increasing, even though that they've been injecting us with crap and bombarding us with stuff? And have we started to decline here on the length of time that we're alive?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I can't judge it. You can't judge it right now because all this new stuff has come on with the vaccines in the last 10 years. Yes, the women outlive the men. Usually by 3 to 5 years, I believe, still. But I think we're going to see a change. And let's say it doesn't even change the life expectancy. But if you're damaged goods and you're not the same person anymore, you know, if your heart continues to beat, it continues to beat, but you could still have mental disorders or autism. So that may not affect maybe a life expectancy, but it sure will affect your mentation and who you are as a person.
Well, and don't worry, we're the drug company. We'll come out with a product to alleviate the symptoms of the symptom that you have because of the drugs in the first place. Oh, isn't that great? Drugs, high test or regular, roll up your sleeve and bend over. I mean, this is gone out of control, insane, under the guise of these caring people that just want to help you. The only thing they're doing is helping themselves and killing people. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, John. So to answer your quick question, U.S. life expectancy declines for the first time since 1993.
Really?
Was reported last December in the Washington Post.
There you go, Steve. Update your record there, buddy.
So wait a minute. What's the numbers? I want to hear them.
Male, 76.3, when before 2014 was 76.5. And female, 81.2. And 2014, it was 81.3.
Okay. Small margins. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but for the first time, do you have...
93.
Okay, but Mike, how far does that database go back? Because
they just compared it to 93. They didn't go.
You know, you never know what TV show or Western or movie to believe, that life expectancy back in the 1850s was 35, 40, 45 years old. And then all of a sudden, through drugs, and isn't this wonderful, our life expectancy is over 80 for females and over 75 for males. But it's been increasing. Has there ever been a year that it's decreased? And has it always been on the increase?
From 93 till 2015, it was always on the increase, and then it dipped, according to their information. But who knows?
Yeah.
And the reason I called, your Saturday evening host has a fantastic solution for vaccines. Present whomever tells you you have to get it with a notice of liability.
Oh, yeah. I've always said that. Always said that.
Yeah.
Are you who are you in reference to?
Al Whitney.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got it laid out not only on her website, but she spoke of it many times where when they say, we have to give your kid this vaccine, you say, okay, here's your notice of liability.
Yeah, they won't sign it.
And go ahead and do it.
Okay, but wait a minute here. Because hasn't the government granted immunity to these drug companies against suit?
Yeah, but not the nurse administering it, or the doctor that demands it, or the school board that thinks
they can demand. Oh, so they're going after the asshat on the front line that is the servant to the master.
And it's all retail, yeah.
They're making them liable. Oh, well, that's an interesting approach.
That was her idea. I was blown away. Well, first time I heard that, I thought, no, but then I did a little bit of reading about civil lawsuits and criminal penalties and criminal things that connected to notice of liability. And I think she's onto it right there.
Great.
You know what I'd like to see, John? I'd like to see somebody track the Alzheimer's and the Parkinson's and maybe the number of cancers, different kinds of cancers, of the starting point when they're first diagnosed, at what age. Because I look at people like, Michael J. Fox, and his Parkinson came on, I think, in his late 20s. I would like to see if there's a correlation with all these vaccines finally building up a level, and we're starting to see these neurological disorders at a certain age.
You know, I always thought he made a hell of a lot of money from the Pepsi company, drinking Diet Pepsi. And I'm wondering if that didn't cause a problem with Mr. Fox.
Well, the question I have about him, how come he's the only one still alive from Parkinson's?
There's
got
a good,
it 30 years ago.
There's a good question.
Yeah,
all right, course. Mike. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, I'm not understanding. You clear this message up for me. Okay, don't worry about that then. Okay. Okay. Whatever. Thank you for that. Now that the audience is confused and the co-hosts are sitting there going, "What the hell is he talking about?" All right, let's break. We'll be back in three.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. Well, the magic's from what you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all packs up? What you gonna do when your love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up? Who's gonna come and turn the tides? What's it gonna take to make a dream survive? All right, we're back. Al in West Virginia, go.
Hey, yeah, John, I heard Michael J. Fox's problem there from a couple pretty prominent doctors was probably from the aspartame in that diet.
Yeah.
That, Coke or Pepsi or whatever it was.
I mean, all you had to do is watch Back to the Future, you know, and Pepsi, you know, give me a Pepsi free. Well, no, no, it's not free, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a cousin that was addicted to that, and she had the same problem until they got her off of it, and then they finally cleared her up a little bit, but
well, do you think Al that if Michael J. Fox discovered him drinking this aspartame, laid the groundwork for his mental disorder now, that he might be a little angry, that he might try to sue? I mean, and how the hell would they keep Michael J. Fox silent on such an issue because he's still around?
I don't know if he has the right doctors to tell him that possibly that's what it is. Who knows? You know, they live in their own world, you know, when you get up there.
Yeah, you
in
got
Hollywood.
That, got that right. Anything else, Al?
But anyhow, yeah, I was going to ask Ron there on, it was something else, but I forgot what it was now. But anyhow, I was going to ask Ron as far as I can remember, who creates laws? Who creates law?
The laws were once created by the people or adopted by the people in common law, except for Louisiana. But today, the people are out of the equation. It is, and we know this by experience. How many of the laws that are passed have we voted on or been party to, as far as enacted?
Right.
So
isn't it supposed to be by the legislators?
It's supposed to be by the legislators. The people represented by their legislatures to enact the following law. That's not true today. It's the legislatures, or the legislature does enact the following law. So we're out of the equation.
My other question is, what's the difference in lawful and
Lawful has substance and form to it. For example, a gold coin has both the form of a coin and the substance or the metal in it. Legal only has form. A Federal Reserve note is a legal currency. A gold coin is a lawful currency.
Right. So, in other words, it's a fiction of law.
Yes. Yes. Precisely. For example, okay. when you have an attorney, he represents you. You're not there. He represents you. Or you appear for yourself. You're only an appearance. You're not there real.
Right. He represents you. Represents you.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Well, there was something else, John, but I ain't going to take up the time because I can't remember off the top of my head here what it was. But,
Al, as I always tell everybody, put your bullet points down. You know, this. I won't send you to the principal for making crib notes.
Oh, I know. Okay. I know. But I just called in real quick, and then when I missed the other lady's, Ron was answering her question. It sounded like it was the same question I had, but when I had to get off the listening part of the telephone and go on to the dialing part, I missed it.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Al. Thank you.
All right, bud.
All right. John in Kentucky. Hello, John.
Hey, John. Long time.
It's been a long time for a lot of things.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I found your station on the conference call. That's why I'm listening to you. Anyway,
conference call?
701.
Wait a minute.
701 area code.
Oh, okay. That 701 area code.
Yeah. That's the overflow line, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't even know that was still live.
I did. 701-801-3663.
I didn't even know that was still active.
But anyway,
okay.
The whole point is that you were asking, what else could you do legally, and other than the notice of liability? Well, I think there's a case, there's a Supreme Court case called General Motors versus McNutt or something like that, or General Motors Acceptance Corporation versus McNutt. And I think that's the one where it says, yes, you have to sue the one that harms you. So it would be the nurse or the doctor or whoever is forcibly giving you the injection. But to counter that, all you'd have to do is ask them to provide a copy of their malpractice insurance. And it'd be nice to, if you could do that in advance before they actually try to inject you, then find out what is the upper limit of their malpractice policy.
Hmm.
And then the ones that ordered her to do it, so whatever it was, a school board member or county commissioner or whoever it is, go get their copy of their oaths of office and their bonds and see how much their bonds are worth. And all of a sudden you will see a bunch of people who are no longer county commissioners or school board members when their insurance is dropped.
Uh-huh. Mm. By the way, John, are you formerly of God's Waiting Room?
Yes.
Did you used to live in Florida?
Yes.
Did you used to have a single-lane swimming pool in your house?
You bet.
Hold on a second. Let's take the break here, bottom of the hour break. Hang on, John. Don't go away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
He's still after me. He just gave me a necklace. I don't know, I think it's real diamonds. Yeah, he thinks he can impress me by giving me expensive gifts. It's nice, though. You want it?
Hip-hop star Jay-Z has blasted traditional Christian values in an epic rant where he claims to be part of an exclusive club of smart people who worships our true Lord, Satan. The billionaire rapper has also claimed that God created Lucifer to be the bearer of truth and the light, and that Jesus never existed but was merely a tool created by smart people to control dumb people. During a backstage triad at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans on Friday, Jay-Z pointed around a room saying to people, "Y'all being played. There ain't no Jesus. Y'all slaves to fake religion. Do you think I got where I am praying to a guy that don't exist? No. I found the guys who invented that guy and I joined the club. Then I worked my way to the top. I earned my new form of humanity and maturity when I fully embraced my older brother, Satan."
The music star claims that Satanism became the highest form of being due to the ease of manipulating mentally challenged Christians who desire to be slaves. He stated that there's real spirituality and guidance in the Church of Satan, and that rewards its followers with wealth and success. But Christians have prayed to God for years and ain't gotten nothing back, just silence and emptiness. This apparently is what caused Satan to have gotten a bad rap from Christians who worship a fake religion built by, I'll use the term, asshats. Pointing to a small crowd backstage ticket winners, the multi-Grammy award-winning musician said, "How many of y'all have gotten rich or famous after you prayed to God? Come on, raise your hands." As young fans began to murmur nervously, Jay-Z announced, "I can answer for y'all because I'm free. I answer to a higher power. None of you are rich and none of you are famous because no one's listening to your prayers. I got everything I wanted because I surrendered to our true Lord, Satan, because I recognize Jesus is the original fake news designed to enslave humanity. God created Lucifer, not Jesus, so he could rule over us as Satan. I'm telling you this because I know guys look up to me and they want to emulate me. I will give you this one guarantee. If you start following the doctrine of Lucifer, you will taste success. The secret of the universe opens up to you. It's immediate and glorious." The 99 Problem rapper also promoted his satanic beliefs on stage, telling the audience they should ignore the rules of the venue and security staff trying to enforce them. Jay-Z instructed his fans to do what thou wilt instead of in respecting the rules. Now, I'm going to stop right there, but you kind of get the idea. He's a material guy. And wasn't Madonna like a virgin? Well, yeah, her virginity has been shoved. She could use it for a taillight. Anyhow, I digress. Can you see this? Jesus has been banned around Christmas time for public display at your local community park. So what are we going to have? Satan on one side, a menorah on the other? Or are they the same? I'm a little confused now. You believe this stuff? By the way, the Grammy Awards, the numbers fell through the floor. People are going, where's our success? There's this slow rolling going across this country right now where people, through their own personal choices and taste, are dropping that which they find distasteful. Whether it's watching a bunch of people protesting million-dollar babies playing the game of pigskin, or whether it's the Emmys or Grammys or whatever the case may be, everything is going into the toilet for these guys. They're working to their own ends, including the medias in this country. Who's promising a payoff here? Satan or something? Does Satan open up a bank account to cover their losses for their idiocy and foolishness, guys? I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, I'm tired of actors and actresses and these singers who claim to be really knowledgeable in politics. I mean, just because you can memorize your lines for a movie doesn't make you a political expert. These people are very uneducated. They're very ignorant. But they're really, really self-absorbed. They really believe, they convince themselves that they are the expert.
Well, Steve, they do have to go on the casting chair, so whatever
casting,
you call it.
Casting couch.
Couch, yeah. So, I mean, they get a good start at it.
Yeah,
that shows you, Steve, how familiar he is with that venue. He's never been in that casting chair. So,
Ronnie, you've never been on that casting couch before?
No.
Wally and North.
I played the fifth.
Wally in Nebraska. Hello, Wally. I'm sorry, New Brunswick.
That's better, John.
Let me not insult our Canadian friends. The few that we have that. Can understand up from up and down from down.
I heard Trump wants to put a wall up between Canada and the U.S., but it's just to keep the wind out.
No, it's to keep the Mexicans out of Canada. He made a deal.
John, you're talking about smart meters.
Yes.
Oh, before I go, hello, Ron, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good, okay. Anyways, I sent you an email about 10 minutes ago on smart meters.
To whom?
And they beg pardon?
To whom, Wally? To Ron or to me?
To you.
Okay.
John Stattmiller at yahoo.com.
Okay, that's something I don't usually monitor. I know a lot of hosts will open up their emails and sit there and wait for the emails to come in, but I very rarely look at it, so I will take a peek at it.
Yeah, okay, well, it's just
email. Johnny got your wrong email. You're on Hotmail.
Okay, Wally, did you hear the man? I'm at Hotmail.
Not Yahoo.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's what I meant, Hotmail.
Thank you, Steve.
My mistake.
So at any rate,
we'll check that guy.
Okay, so anyhow, Wally, continue.
Yeah, so anyhow, it went to Hotmail. The MB Power, which is our local electrical utility for New Brunswick, they wanted to bring in smart meters. And they came up with this big plan and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we have what we call the Energy Utility Board. So they approve anything that the utilities want to do.
Right.
And so they didn't know too much about smart meters, so they commissioned a study. We also have what we call a public intervener. That's a person who goes to the Energy Utility Board and argues on behalf of the public. And she commissioned a study as well. Both studies said that the $122 million plan is poorly thought out and should be rejected.
Any reason given?
The reason given?
Yes.
Well, it's purely financial. They didn't figure out their costs. Basically, what they said was it would be at least 20 years before they could recover their costs.
So where would those costs? Where would those costs be passed on to? The consumer, right?
Passed on to the consumer, through the rates. See, the Energy Utilities Board says, no, you're not going to increase your rates for this. You didn't plan it out right.
Interesting. So they're just doing it purely on economic and not...
purely on economics.
Well, I...
And I think that's the way to get these guys. How many... I don't know if you have the equivalent of our Energy Utilities Board down there in any of your states.
Yeah, we call it Public Utility Commission, I believe.
Okay, those are the ones. See, what about the cost of these things? What are they costing you? What's it going to cost, and how much are you going to increase our rates? You know, maybe it's cheaper to have the guy walk around and read the meter once a month.
Well, you would think, since your country and our country, we need people to go back to work, that they keep replacing people
Well, this is one way to do it.
There you go. All right. Well, Wally, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Okay. Very quickly, we've got a similar situation in the city I live in, St. John. We got rid of fluoride with a similar tactic. The cities, like a lot of cities, very tight budget today.
Right.
So they're looking for ways to save money. So they went to our water commission and said, okay, how can you save us $1 million? They came back and said, well, I suppose we could all drop the fluoride. Yeah, okay, that's it. We'll get rid of the fluoride. If people want fluoride that badly, they can always go to their dentist.
Oh, you're kidding me.
We don't.
So they did it.
I'm not kidding.
We
do not have fluoride in our water supply.
And they ditched it because of the economic concern.
Because of the economic concern.
Wow. Now that, yeah, it's the right thing, but I believe arrived at it the wrong way, but hey, whatever works.
Hey, listen, if somebody wants fluoride that badly, they can go to their dentist.
Well, and the fluoride, I mean, this whole thing about tooth decay, I mean, look, there are standard dental procedures. It's called teeth brushing, and you do it once in the morning and do it once at night, and you floss. You know, and you get fluoride in your damn toothpaste. I don't know if people are actively marketing fluoride-free toothpaste yet, but, you know, that's the stuff that you brush on your teeth, and then you spit it out, and then you rinse your mouth, and you spit out what's left. Okay? If they really want to get fluoride, let them go chew on a tube of Crest toothpaste or something.
There you go.
All right. Wally, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
I appreciate it.
Oh, John.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, RBN is kind of like a pro sport team. You've got all your best talent out in the field, and you really do. And you've got just as good talent sitting on the bench waiting just in case you need to put somebody in.
All right. Well, Wally, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we love you better. Okay,
thanks.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Wally. Yeah, speaking of which, folks, for those that said that they were going to support the network, where are you? It's not even the end of the month yet. We're coming up on it quickly. And I've got $50 in a PayPal, and I've got $65 in the bank. And I've got the bills cycling around again in just a few days. I got to make payroll and payola, and it's like $4,000 or $5,000. So, folks, Ron, I'm surprised you didn't bring it up.
You know, I was just going to, but you had callers calling in, so that was on my mind. For the next statement out of my mouth was, how's the funding going? Because you mentioned the economy.
Well, I even the landlord, we got a new landlord. Before, I had another owner, and oh God. And I was always getting fined, your rent's late. Well, that's when we were carrying two units, so I dumped one unit. We were still having a hard time. So I suggested to him moving the rent due date up 2 weeks. And since that was done, didn't have a problem. Well, new ownership comes around. They adopted the old contract, and I'd been paying the rent on the 15th of the month. 8-9 months later, that's not acceptable. Your rent's due at the first of the month. So I had to make a payment on the 15th, and I had to make a payment today, and now we're coming up on the short month. Isn't it amazing? A simple solution to the problem, and it worked out for the landlords and the property owners and us, and all of a sudden, person pops up and says, well, we're not going to do that anymore. There you go. So, you know, anytime somebody puts a crunch on me like that, it really bollocks the work up. It just screws thing up. At any rate, folks, donations, please. PayPal, go to our republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button. That's the PayPal page. You don't have to be a member of PayPal. We don't track and trace, and we don't turn your name or your numbers or anything else in. Make a donation on PayPal. Become a member of this grand society here. You know, folks, keep us afloat. We're the best thing out there. Many people agree. So put your money where it'll do the most good. My private bank account over in Switzerland. Just teasing. Gosh, I had somebody call me today and asking me, well, you're approaching the age, you know, you're on Medicare, you know, I'm going to help you with your retirement. I'm going, what? You're going to help me with my what? What retirement? I'm so broke, I can't even pay attention. Man. My caller screen went blank, Mr. Producer. I'm sorry? Fred in Michigan. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, fellow.
Hi.
Okay, so I heard various declarations regarding the opiate crisis.
Yeah.
In Omni Magazine, January 1983, somewhere, I don't know, mid-80s, I discovered that an article entitled The Brain Tuner. The Brain Tuner. And it profiled Peter Townsend of The Who, Eric Clapton, and other celeb rock stars and their really nasty addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, Steve, if you can find Omni Magazine, most libraries did in fact carry that. And that's January 1983. You will be astonished. It's a technology that was ultimately created, perfected based on a serendipitous discovery by a Scottish surgeon lady by the name of Margaret Patterson in Hong Kong, when they were using electroacupuncture instead of anesthesia drugs. And a number of the op patients who happened to be addicts reported that their cravings had drastically subsided following the operation with the electroacupuncture. And so they conducted a trial, and abracadabra, with follow-up sessions, within a period of, say, 2 to 4 weeks, no cravings whatsoever, and an experimental whatever proved to be totally repulsive. So Margaret Patterson connected with some biophysicist fellow, and they introduced a, quote, experimental research tool called the brain tuner. And I actually did have real-world experience with it, and I witnessed its therapeutic effects.
Okay, okay, Steve, do you know anything about this?
You know, I've got a question for him. I think I maybe do. We're talking about electrical stimulus, kind of like a TENS unit, that actually focuses on the hypothalamus in the brain, which is your addiction center. Is that what you're referring to?
Well,
okay. Fred, we're running short of time here, so I'm going to ask you to be brief here. Well, I've got five more callers on the line, and I've only got 8 minutes of show left.
Steve, just do some due diligence, and I'm sure you'll be pleasantly surprised. And I want to leave you all with one thing. I met a guy recently at a tire store. He had a really nasty smoker's cough. I asked him about that. He said, well, my one-year-old child just died recently. I asked whether the one-year-old child had been fully vaccinated. He said, yeah, and my child died of cystic fibrosis at 1 year of age, and it was fully vaccinated.
Wow. Whew. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
All right. Before we flat out run out of time here, remember Greg Evenson? I know that you don't, Steve, because you weren't listening to the network then. Ron, do you remember?
The name sounds familiar.
Greg Evenson, he had a show on Republic Broadcasting. He had a show on Republic Broadcasting here, and called Heartland USA. And he was a good man. I mean, former state trooper. I'll just read the obit here. One of the men I admired much is Greg Evenson. Had a show on Republic Broadcasting Network in the past. He passed away on January 27th. The cause is unknown at this time. Greg Evenson was a warrior and a patriot. He was a highly decorated Kansas highway patrolman, was a school teacher in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. He has for years worked hard to expose the New World Order and played a part, in his own words, organizing a militia for the defense of the Republic. He was a devout, God-fearing Christian who called on people to repent and to spiritually strong to face the challenges coming, and he thought this was his duty as a follower to expose the evil. Okay, he made his appearance in the documentary movie Revelation, the follow-up film of Behold a Pale Horse, and as I said, hosted a show on Republic Broadcasting called Heartland USA. He had been a guest on many Patriot talk show hosts and written many articles calling out the tyrannical agenda against America. And as patriots, we must not forget, without Greg Evenson, tirelessly, along with other people like Alan Stang, Officer Jack McLam, Jack Otto, names sound familiar? These were all former hosts on this network, folks. So, you know, we have been there. We're going to continue to be there. And we need your help. We need your help to stay on the air, to give people like Greg Evenson, now gone. I wish you good journey, my friend. There'll be more people coming on the network imparting more news and wisdom. So please support us, okay? Please. Pam in Michigan. Hello, Pam.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
My understanding of basic biology is that your normal avenue to boost your immunity or to ward off diseases is through your nose and your mouth. Is that correct, Steve?
Yes, it is. That's why you have nose hair, and that's why you have cilia in your lungs. Yes, that helps to keep the foreign invaders from entering in those areas. Correct, correct.
As opposed to being injected with, you know, thimerosal and human diploid cells and God only knows what else. So I'm going to rely on what God gave me. No injections here. Well, I work at a school, and I see vaccine-damaged kids every day. Every day.
You know, what a horrible...
And there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I follow a little theory that you've heard the old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. And that applies also to your immune system. Your immune system has to be challenged, and it gets stronger with challenge by the invaders. So if you use it, you know, it'll become stronger. And these vaccines they're making our immune system labile. Mm. That's my theory on it. So use it or you lose it, and allow yourself to your immune system to actually take care of some of these ailments. Don't run to the doctor every time, but know your limitations when you definitely do need to go in. Definitely know your limitations.
Pam, I appreciate your call. I got to keep moving here. And all the while I thought, you know, is that I've got a new crop of nose hair and hair in my ears, and, you know, and that's because I have a compromised immune system. Thank you. I appreciate that. When the breathing is harder and hearing is supposedly dropping off, you want to plug it up with hair. Great. Sounds like a plan. Rob in Illinois. Hello, Rob. Rob, are you there? Rob, are you there? Paul in Wyoming. Hello, Paul. Do we have a mute button someplace? Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
There you go. Go.
Hello. Yeah, those Northern and Southern California directed energy weaponry fires were directed by Southern California Edison's, their smart meters, and PG&E in Northern California. At the same time, you got to be very careful. Somebody talked about taking off replacing a smart with an analog. They, if you touch any of those prongs, you'll get zapped dead into next Thursday. So
yeah, don't touch the prongs. Yeah, because that's a 220 drop coming into your house.
Anyway, but it's all Agenda 21. That's their agenda, is to rewildland 50% of all 50 states they're in incorporated areas. If you're blessed if you live in an unincorporated area so far.
All right. Okay, we're out of time. Thanks for your call. By the way, Rob, I'm supposed to tell you the board op screwed up. So I had to take Paul instead of you. Rob, give us a call tomorrow. All right, gentlemen, Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. And my pal, Ron McDonald here, thank you, my friend.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
Well, it's been...
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It's actually been fun. I appreciate it, gentlemen, very much. And I want to thank the audience for being here today. Spread the word, folks. Let's get our freedom back. Let's get educated. Let's diagnose the proper diagnoses to cure the disease. We'll see you tomorrow.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.